Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Nyimba Town Council trains 2025 CDF loan beneficiaries. Marijuana cultivation possesses a threat to Zambia's economy. In international headlines, Burkina Faso's military rulers scrap electoral commission. And in sports, Copa Queens, Super Falcons set for WAFCON quarterfinal showdown. And now the news in detail. Western Province UPND Media Team Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says it's gratifying to note that President Hage Ndehijilema is walking the talk and making good of his campaign promises. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulemwa says Kwenyuna is a catchphrase that is taking the whole country by storm and is used to illustrate results of what has been achieved by this government under the leadership of President Hijilema. Mr. Mulemwa says the president can proudly point at what he has achieved since ascending to the highest office in the land, and all are free to countercheck and verify thereafter. It's ticking after ticking.
Development, which was previously the preserve of those along the line of rail, has finally reached those in far-flung rural areas like Western Province, who need it most, as the CDF has been massively increased with resources dispersed to all 156 constituencies nationwide at the same time, thus delivering development to the doorsteps of the communities. Massive recruitment of workers, yes, thousands in education, healthcare, and security wings. The list is endless. It's truly Kwenyu after Kwenyu. Oh, before I forget, Zambia is expecting a bumper harvest as a result of timely distribution of farming inputs to farmers. Another Kwenyu.
BARZ campaign founder Evans Ngoma says the illegal marijuana cultivation poses a threat to Zambia's economic and environmental stability. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma says the recent discovery of over 100 tons of illegally cultivated marijuana in Zambia highlights the urgent need for a comprehensive approach to regulating the cannabis industry. Mr. Ngoma notes that the environmental impact of illegal marijuana cultivation is alarming, with deforestation, land degradation, and water pollution being major concerns. He says deforestation and land degradation are significant concerns, as illegal cultivation often involves the clearing of forests and woodlands, leading to soil erosion, loss of biodiversity, as well as increased greenhouse gas emissions. Mr. Ngoma further states that the use of chemical pesticides and fertilizers in marijuana cultivation can contaminate water sources, posing a risk to both human health and the environment. Mental health activist Francis Chipalo says suicide curses in the country are alarming and calls for investment in mental health sector. In a statement, Mr. Chipalo says the frequency of the incidents demands serious investments in mental health services. Rarely does a day pass without a report of suicide or suspected suicide. Mr. Chipalo has acknowledged the complexity of underlying reasons, adding that it's clear Zambia needs to prioritize mental health support. He has encouraged open conversations in families, communities, workplaces, and that churches can help break down barriers.
keen to be seen to be investing in mental health institutions like Chanama Hills Hospital. If we can have such hospitals across the country, I think it's going to help to address the virus. Then secondly, also, I think just as a society, community and families, we need to begin encouraging open conversations on mental health. We have a lot of people going through different stuff, and others just fail to speak out because they have no one to talk to. So if we can, as families, begin having such conversations surrounding mental health, it can help also communities, the church, schools, even workplace environment. These are things that we need to start talking about.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says it is seeking meaningful partnership with African countries to enhance intra-African trade following its participation at the just-ended 2025 Manufacturing Indaba, which was held in South Africa. Now, the Manufacturing Indaba is an annual event dedicated to driving Africa's reindustrialization by fostering local manufacturing, connecting leaders, as well as empowering businesses to grow and create jobs. Speaking before the close of the Indaba, ZAM Chief Executive Officer Montanga Lindunda says her association is proud to participate at the Manufacturing Indaba, as the event provided a platform that Zambia could use to leverage its regional advantage. Meanwhile, Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, Head of Investments, Mining and Energy Mulumba Luatula emphasized the critical role of the manufacturing sector in driving economic growth. Mr. Luatula says manufacturing serves as a vital catalyst for development by establishing robust industrial ecosystems and fostering collaboration among sector players. Nyemba Town Council has successfully conducted a one-day financial literacy training for the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF Phase 1 loan beneficiaries. The financial literacy training is aimed at equipping the beneficiaries with knowledge on how best they can utilize the funds to uplift their businesses. Speaking during the training, Nyemba Member of Parliament Menyani Zulu urged the CDF loan beneficiaries to avoid defaulting the loan. Mr. Zulu adds that all defaulters will soon catch up with the law and they will have no one to blame but themselves. We now take a break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +261 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
International news. Burkina Faso's military rulers have disbanded the country's electoral commission, calling it a waste of money. The Interior Ministry will handle elections and the future state run.